So in this Nes Chavez case, and Chantal Apudi commented on this at some length, the bottom line was, well, in this case, the United States Supreme Court that meant one. That might seem obvious. Well, yeah, you'd think so. But the government in that case contended that, quote, the indefinite article a is often used to refer to something that may be provided in more than one installment, close quote. Huh? Installments? Well, as we'll see in a minute in one of the blogs, it took the United States Supreme Court 40 pages in the slip-op on this subject before they finally decided. Chantal Apudi points out that even if the IRIRA, government entity, speaks repeatedly of a notice to appear, the government and the dissent contend it remains possible that Congress meant to allow that notice to come over time and in pieces. The trouble with this response is that everyone admits language doesn't always work that way. To build on an illustration we used in Pereira, someone who agrees to buy a car would hardly expect to receive the chassis today, wheels next week, and an engine to follow. Well, yeah. And that took them 40 pages to work this out. Pearson, another commentator, first reviewed what the Federal Circuit says about A. Most of you in the room, if you'll remember prior years' presentations that I've given on this point, would think that A means one or more. You would have thought that lined out, because I think last year I had four different Federal Circuit cases on this point, and that's where they lined out. He begins, before he starts talking about Nes Chavez, he begins by reminding people of CJ Corp versus Kinetic Concepts, it's Federal Circuit 2000, that the circuit says, Federal Circuit noted the claim construction principle that an indefinite article carries the meaning, A or an carries the meaning of one or more in open-ended claims containing the transitional phrase comprising. Right, you see what's happening here already. It's all conditioned on the fact that the is in a claim element or a claim that's written that has the transitional comprising in it. They go on to say, however, that A means only one. There are Federal Circuit cases out there that say, but the Federal Circuit has not always held that A means one or more. For example, the claim phrase at issue in Harari versus Lee, Federal Circuit 2011, read, and the board construed the quoted language in the slide, this is 16, A to include more than one, and therefore disclosure of accessing multiple bit lines provided sufficient written support. Also, the commentator reviewed Baldwin, and in situ form also addressed, well, suppose it's in a comprising term. Well, what does that do? Well, in the two cases that went the other way, didn't say A was one or more, the circuit said, well, doesn't make any difference. And the commentator finishes up by saying, although the Federal Circuit, this is 17, Federal Circuit has shown a willingness to expand the meaning of A to include more than just one, the word may still be limiting if the specification and context indicate that it truly means only one. Well, yeah, everybody's looking at me and going, what that mean in plain English? It means what it always does, right? You do your Phillips versus AWH analysis. What do you start with? You always start with the claim, and you look at the entire structure of the claim. Then you look at other claims that are also in the patent. Then you look at other intrinsic evidence, which includes the file wrapper. Well, what the court is reminding us of here is if the file wrapper supports A in a circumstance where it truly means only one, then it means only one. Everybody's sufficiently confused now. So as always with the Federal Circuit, if you want it to mean one or more, you go back to the last slide and you cite KCJ Corp versus Kinetic Concepts, if you want it to mean one or more. If you want it to only mean one, you cite Harari, Baldwin, and in situ form. Well, wait a minute. Where's the Supreme Court? Wait for it. Here's the Supreme Court. Pearson then turns to talking about Nez Chavez. And he starts the discussion by using the phrase supremely confusing to report on the case. And he said, although not a patent case, the Supreme Court recently analyzed whether the use of A indicated one or at least one. In Nez Chavez versus Garland, a majority of the court in a 5-3 decision held that A meant one. Sorry, typo there, the word one got left out. Now, the opinion was written by Justice Gorsuch, joined by Justices Thomas, Breyer, Sotomayor, Kagan, and Barrett. They drafted the opinion reversing the judgment of the Sixth Circuit. So, according to the majority, to an ordinary reader, both in 1996 and today, a notice would seem to suggest just that single document containing the required information, not a mishmash of pieces with some assembly required. And the language just gets better and better and better. Now, this is Gorsuch, who is usually fairly straight and conservative, but it was a dissent. The dissent was written by Justice Kavanaugh, and you remember they both got on the court at about the same time, or allegedly of the same approach to various things. And Justice Kavanaugh, joined by Chief Justice Roberts, and also Justice Alito,